Dear people, the U.S. government has a standard to measure drought intensity, which is abnormally dry, moderate drought, severe drought, extreme drought, and exceptional drought. As of October 2nd, our area is in the highest level of drought, exceptional drought. The impact of the drought grows more serious by the day. I'm asking all of you to pray until the heavens are opened and the drought is broken. We are living in a powerful and strategic time, so this drought may be something we should consider spiritually. In the Old Testament, God would use drought to get the attention of the nation of Israel. That land, in particular, depended upon the rain, as its natural reservoirs of water are severely limited by God's design. Deuteronomy 11, 15-17. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. It was the Lord's heart to have a people who trusted him for the very water they needed for survival. As we pray for the heavens to be opened and the drought in the natural to end, let's also pray for revival and spiritual awakening for our nation, as our survival depends on such a heavenly outpouring. For those who are experiencing a personal dry time, I remember hearing Steve Hill, who was used mightily by the Lord in the mid to late 1990s at the Brownsville Revival, share about going through such a time in his life. Prior to coming to Brownsville, Steve served on the mission field in Argentina during the height of the Argentine Revival. It was during the revival that Steve was very dry spiritually on a personal level. On the surface, it appeared that he missed the revival in the midst of the revival. However, we know that God actually used the dry time to help prepare him to bring thousands into the kingdom later at Brownsville. This past summer, I was told by two very significant older saints, Anna Roundtree, the author of The Heavens Opened, and Luisa Souza, Luisa's grandmother, who is a prophetess and spiritual mother in Argentina. You will experience dry times. That is a part of walking in the spiritual realm. Take comfort in this. You can be in the midst of the greatest move of God ever and still experience dry times. It does not mean something is wrong with you or the move of God. Madame Guyon, a spiritual mother to the church who lived during the 17th and 18th centuries, gave some great counsel on how to survive these dry periods in her book, Experiencing God Through Prayer. I highly recommend this little book. God frequently conceals himself for a purpose. For whatever the reason may be, he does so out of his abundant goodness and faithfulness to us. Often, these times with drawings of himself are succeeded by the caresses of his love. You must wait for the return of the beloved with patient love, humility, peace, and silent worship. So, don't panic, and don't double all your spiritual efforts. Our Father is abundantly good and faithful all the time, even in the dry times. One day, you will be amazed at what he has built into you during this season. Blessings, Byron Wicker.